Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, this is not, this is like not a drill. Everybody, it's not a drill. We weren't punking you with the title of this episode. We do indeed have Kim Kardashian West and Allison Statter on the line. Jess.
Should we let them in?
No, just kidding. We just finished recording it, actually. And I've never been more nervous for like a technical malfunction in my entire life, but it went pretty smoothly. And what a lovely duo. So let me just fill you in on why we're having them on the show and who they are, in case you are still under that rock. So they just launched a collection for KKW, the KKW X Allison. I never know how to say X. It's a collaboration. KKW and Allison makeup collection. All best friend themed. And when we heard that, Jess, like, I felt like it was like,
I got the fuzzies. Yeah, I got the fuzzies.
Yeah, like, we're friends. They're friends. Let's do this. So they've been best friends since they were toddlers, since they were babies, because their parents were good friends.
But no, you remember, because we were on the line with Kim before Allison popped on. It was like, suddenly, yeah, like, Kim just, like, popped onto our screen.
2 minutes early, by the way.
She, exactly. I loved it.
Classy woman.
I really liked that. So, she arrived early. And we were talking to her, and I said, like, how long, you know, have you guys known each other? And she told us that Allison came to visit when she was born. Like her parents took Allison, yes, to the hospital. So they go way back.
Right. They grew up together in Los Angeles. So Allison Statter, she's the co-founder of Blended Strategy Group, a celebrity and influencer marketing and PR agency. Listen, this woman knows beauty. Some of her company's clients include Revlon, Jen Atkin, Nude Sticks, Elizabeth Arden. So she's a baller in her own right. She's also a mom of three boys. And then there's Kim Kardashian West, in case you haven't heard of her. She's the star of her family's famous unscripted show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's also a beauty and fashion entrepreneur. You know her brands, KKW Beauty, KKW Fragrance, and Skims. Like Allison, she's also a mom of four with her husband, Kanye West. And so they were joining us independently, all four of us in different locations, as one does during the pandemic. And we had such a fun chat. It was just like catching up with girlfriends. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear this. You ready?
I'm ready.
We did it. We're all here together. Hi, guys. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. We filled in our listeners about your collection, and we were just pulling up. You had sent it to us earlier today, some of the compacts to talk about them. And it's so clear, if you didn't know this already, that sharing like beauty moments is one of the ways that friends bond. I don't want you guys to confer with each other, but like, what is one of the most memorable beauty experiences you've had together?
Yeah, I mean, I took my first international trip with Allison and her family when I was 16. So that was really fun for us to go into beauty stores and stuff. And we went to France and we were all over. And just, I mean, we were mostly, one thing that Allison's always been into is a clear gloss. That's why it was really important for us to do it. So, and being like younger like that, I was always super into makeup. I was like pushing it, trying to do every color shadow you could imagine. But Allison's constant was always a clear gloss. So we would always look for lip gloss all over France.
We would.
Is that what you remember, Allison? What's your like
I do.
Beauty memory
My beauty
with Kim?
Memory goes back a little bit earlier. And I think I've shared this before, but her dad once took us, me, Kim, and Courtney actually, to the Joe Blasco salon or store out in Los Angeles when we were young. Like we must have been 13, 14, 15 years old. And I remember him taking us there and we spent the entire day and we got our makeup done and we got to buy all the Joe Blasco makeup. But Kim had already been a big Joe Blasco fan. Her and Courtney both were. So that's why
they videotaped it for us.
That's why we got to go there.
Like a lesson. Yeah.
And then we got to come home with all this makeup and it was like the greatest day of my life. I remember it. I remember having my first Joe Blasco packed foundation. And I remember just being so excited to have it. And it was all because of Uncle Robert and Kim.
And have you guys done each other's makeup? Like I know getting ready to go out with my friends, like there's always one person who does everyone's hair and makeup.
I don't know if I've really done makeup. I don't think so. Like everyone kind of had their own style. I know Allison was obsessed with getting her eyebrows done before it was a thing, like before people would get her eyebrows done. And so she'd always go with these like fresh brows and she was really into eyebrow products and brow gel and stuff, like things that I wasn't really into. So she had these, her and her mom are really organized and they had these like Lucite cases in their bathroom that would either you'd pull out the drawers and you can organize your makeup in, or it would have these like holes where you put your lipsticks and your lip glosses. So we'd sit on her counter. Allison's house was like the house to go to in high school. And we would sit on the counter. I mean, Allison, I vividly remember all getting ready together for prom. I did a burgundy shadow with a black dress with burgundy like hair, little butterfly flower thingies.
Of course.
I always had to match my hair clips to my eyeshadow. That was like my thing. And we'd sit in Allison's, in her sink. Like we'd sit on the counter with our feet in the sink, with our looking in the mirror. And she had this clear organizer thing. And we would just pull her lipsticks and her eyebrow. She had every eyebrow pencil and every eyebrow gel. So it was so much fun.
Just I love like, that Kim says that I was obsessed with getting my eyebrows done. The reality was that I got like a unibrow at the age of 10, which my son now has, God bless him. And so I had...
So this was a necessity.
It was a necessity. Like I had to do the one wax line down the middle or else I had like literally one eyebrow across my face. So that's kind of where that eyebrow obsession started to come in. And I still am weirdly obsessed with eyebrows, but I think my recollection is similar to Kim's. I don't think that we ever like did a full face on each other or anything, but we would share products. We would always all get together and get ready, whether we were going to like a school dance or a party or prom, or even if we were just going to go like hang out or have, you know, friends come over to one of our houses. I feel like we always would just get ready together and like share what products we had and, you know, swap things and stuff like that.
And if your superpower was like you were the brow girl, or at least that's the reputation you have, what was Kim known for? I guess matching the clips and the eyeshadow. Anything else?
I was just obsessed with lipstick. I mean, I remember always loving more brownie tones and loving like this color from Revlon and loving just like Max Spice and more like these burgundy tones. I was just obsessed with a dark lip.
Do you remember the color from Revlon?
I don't, but I mentioned that I, one time in an interview, I had stolen, me and Nicole Richie stole a lipstick from Thrifty, that's like Rite Aid.
The drugstore, yeah.
Years and years and years ago, like when we were like 10. We didn't know it was wrong, obviously.
So not like 10 years ago.
No. Not like last year. We were kids. We were like 10. And then I said something and then Revlon sent me like a huge care package of like 100 lipsticks and was like, now you don't have to steal it or something.
Oh, that's funny.
It was really funny. Yeah. My favorite color ever. Kind of like a, I have pictures somewhere else. It's not really in these pictures, but yeah, I was obsessed with lip liners. I would always just have like not a lot of makeup, but just a lipstick and a lip liner was always my thing.
I know. I get it. Is there a beauty look or even a fashion look that the other one wish you would try? Like, I think it was really, it's nice about your friendship. It seems like you're very encouraging of each other's, you know, aesthetics. Is there something that you see one the other in?
I feel like Kim is going to have so many that she would love for me to try. So I cannot wait to hear her answer to this.
I would love, love, love. Like, Allison's, like, that's why we did this collab for like busy women on the go, because she's like doing her makeup in the car half the time.
Yeah.
She's not as patient as me. I would love, 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 like our campaign pics, like how gorgeous does she look? I'm obsessed with these photos of her. And I would love to see her in a very 90s, like matte shadow cut crease, like a bigger, like lined, darker outer lip and then light in the middle, like just very 90s. I feel like you'd never really go that glam.
Let's do it.
We should. You know what I was thinking just for fun? And tell me, Allison, what the lifers would think is I thought one day we could say like, we're all going to go to lunch and then I want to like drive to like a studio and have glam for all the girls just so we could do a photo shoot together.
It would be so fun.
Just like how you and I did ours.
It would be so fun. I feel like everyone would look so pretty too with your expertise and consultation on how they should have their hair and makeup and what they should wear.
I'll do it.
Are these lifers you're talking about, just like a group of all of you, friends?
It's a group of seven of us, our best friends, like since preschool.
We've all grown up together. We've been together literally. I mean, Kim and I have known each other since Kim was in the womb, because I'm a little bit older than she is. And we have literally, I mean, I don't remember my life without Kim in it. I will tell you that. And we've had so many different phases of our life, from like just preschool into elementary school, into high school. Some of us went to college, some of us didn't. And we've all maintained this incredible relationship. And I feel like even in our adult lives, especially as we've all gotten married and had kids, like the connection is stronger than it's ever been, because when you grow up and you become an adult, like you just need your friends more than ever. I mean, I say to Kim all the time, I'm like, honestly, who knew being an adult was going to be this hard? You know, like we're all turning 40 this year and it's just been really amazing that we have this group of friends. There's seven of us and we have a text thread that we call Lifers, and we talk about everything and anything on it. And we just support each other, like literally about everything. And it's just really refreshing.
And these are not celebrities, right? These are just like your crew.
No. Yeah, just our best friends.
Can I just answer the one thing that I would like Kim to try? Although I will say, I feel like Kim does try everything because she's such a chameleon and like she's constantly ahead of the curve when it comes to trends, both in not just in beauty, but in wardrobe, in clothes and just in everything. But we have a constant inside joke about my love for Crocs, and Kim hates them so much. She literally is like, I can't with your Crocs. God. And so I feel like I would just love Kim to wear a pair of Crocs one day and understand the comfort of the croc.
Kim, will you put your children in a croc, or like none of the Kardashian Wests are even going to see a croc in their lifetime?
No, we have Yeezy Foam Runners.
Those just came out.
They're like the...
Those just came out.
Yeah, but I've...
Crocs have been around for ages.
But I know.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I wasn't into them then, and I won't be into them anytime soon.
I was just wearing my strawberry Crocs.
You know what?
I was like, I love strawberries. And I was like, do you want me to get you a pair?
And I was like, no, she doesn't. She's two and she definitely doesn't. But I got Allison for Christmas last year, a few Christmases ago, as a joke, I got her the big Balenciaga platform Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing she'd never wear them ever, but it was just like a joke.
In bright pink. When Balenciaga like came out with the croc, the platform Crocs on the runway, I sent it to her. I was like, look who's cool now. Kim was like, that's I still so won't wear them and I still don't like them. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Okay. I know. I respect. I understand. They're definitely a statement. They're definitely a statement. Okay. Allison, I was really interested in something you said before about how, you know, you have your lifers, you have, you know, you were all besties growing up and now you are all around, you know, turning 40 and you guys need each other more than ever. You know, it's not like the bond has only become stronger as your lives have become more complicated and like, you know, you probably have less time for one another. You can't sit on the sink. You can't sit on the counter with your feet in the sink anymore and like, you know, BS. I really relate to that. I think Jen probably does too. And I think a lot of our listeners do because it's like, we're all really busy people. You guys each have your own immense careers, but you have to make work. You know, friendships take work. How are you guys navigating this? The group text is one thing, but I'm really inspired by the fact that you guys are stronger as your lives have gotten more complicated.
Yeah.
Well, I think in life, you know, we've kind of made that choice to make time for each other. I mean, we realize that anything that goes on in life, you know, I'm really close with Allison's mom and her mom is my mom's best friend and Allison's really close with my mom. So when she's having a problem, she'll go to my mom. When I'm having a problem, I'll go to her mom. So, you know, we're kind of like beyond besties. It's kind of like family and, so I think that just with the other girls, I mean, we make the time. I think it's also our escape. We all have been with each other through babies and, you know, if we've used each other's baby nurses and shared baby clothes and hand-me-downs. And I mean, we really have all we remember what it's like being in elementary school together and then high school and then college. And we have so many memories that I just don't think we'd let that go.
Are there any like little tips for our listeners? You know, since I love that your line is about friendship and so much of this is about friendship. Do you have any like great, you know, tips about being a great friend or little things like that you do to kind of keep the bond alive when you both are so busy with your own careers and families?
Well, I was just going to say you have to make it a priority. Yeah. Like you have to like understand that we might not see each other all the time, but we really take the time to do those like family dinners, girls' trips. Every time it's someone's birthday, the girls are so good. We'll take the time to go to Palm Springs, all of us, or somewhere close and just have that road trip for 2 days. And we realize we really need it away as moms, you know, just to get away for a night or two.
I was going to say too, like, you know, Kim, it's a unique friendship. And I feel like as we all have these moments in our life, I've had so many people, whether it's my aunt or another friend that isn't, you know, a lifer, but I love dearly, obviously, come up to me. And I'm sure Kim has heard this too, because her mom has even said it, just how lucky we are that we have these friendships, because it's not common, but to us it is so common, you know, because we've had it for so long. And I think that, you know, especially with someone like Kim, who's in our inner circle and who is so busy, her life is so busy and everyone's lives are busy, but to see what she juggles and to see what she does and then literally still has time to show up for us, whether it's a dinner or just, you know, when she's, you know, because she lives in Hidden Hills and I still live in the city. And so we don't live you know, it's not as easy for us. But if she's in the city going to an appointment, she'll text me and she'll say, like, I'm going to an appointment in the city. Are you around? Can I stop by? Like, just those little things that we do for each other, I think, are so important.
Outside of your friendship, just when it comes to friendship in general, is there anything where, like, it's a no-no for you? Outside of the obvious things, like, don't sleep with my boyfriend, or, you know, don't steal my business, you know, that, like, are there any things that are, like, you know, a friend
deal breakers.
Deal breakers. You know, maybe it's like they always have to be on time, or, you know, I don't know. People have their own things.
Yeah, mine is don't ask me anything personal about Kim.
I imagine for people in your orbit, that is probably a very big deal breaker. That's like a good test, like who's real and who's not.
But I feel like Allison grew up, I mean, her dad is like the biggest music manager in the world. So she grew up around every huge artist and every, you know, I just remember so vividly being at her parents' house and us being like 10 years old. And I've said this story before, but not really in relation to Allison. And this is totally drifting off of the question, but being in her house and The Real World came on, it was like 1989. And we saw The Real World, or you know, so we were, 9, 10 years old. And I said to her, like, that's it. That's what I want to do when I grow up. I want to be on a reality show. And she goes, okay. No, I said, when we're 18, we're going to make a video and let's see if we make it, you know? And she was like, just make a video. I'll give it to my dad. I'll have him send it to someone at MTV. And she goes, but I don't want to make a video. I don't really want to be, you know, on camera. I'll be your manager. And
oh, wow.
We were like dreaming up this whole fun thing that we wanted to do. And, you know, it's so funny because the producers of that show are the producers of my show. So it's like so full circle all these years later.
So full circle.
And I don't know what made me think of that.
I think the original one, the New York one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yes. Yes. With Puck.
That was great. That was the best season.
you manifested it. Okay. I'm going to take a pause real quick and then we're going to talk about product, which is why we're here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, so we're back with Kim and Allison talking about your BFF-themed collection. I have to ask, is this the first business thing you've done together, other than, of course, manifesting a reality show for Kim?
It is, right?
It is. It's the first thing that we've done together that has been public facing, I would say. Because, you know, I, as Kim said, always like to be behind the camera, and she's way more natural in front of the camera than I am. But
that's why she's never on my show hardly, because she doesn't want to be on camera.
I've been on it more and more, though. I feel like I've been doing better with that.
Are you trying to get her on the show more? Like, has this been a thing?
It's like funny because it's like, you know, her and her mom, like that whole life of like my best friends, they don't love to be on camera. So I have like my other group of best friends, Lala, Jonathan, and like who are my best friends also. But, you know, their life is more in front of the camera. So I feel like sometimes I'm like, wait, the public doesn't know about all my lifers and, you know, my real best friend, Allison. They do. If you're a fan, I think you do know, but she's very shy and doesn't like to be in front of the camera. So this was like a really big deal that I was able to get her to do this collab with me.
And what was the impetus for the collection?
We've been able to create these businesses independently of each other, which I think is really special. You know, like, Kim has built an incredible empire that I'm just in awe of every single day. And her ability to manage it all with such grace is just incredible. I watch her and I am blown away. And, you know, I worked for my dad for a very, very, very long time and started my own company 5 years ago, Blended Strategy Group. And, you know, I was really driven to have something of my own. And Kim was part of that. You know, I saw what she was doing and everything that she was able to accomplish. And so, you know, I just feel really grateful that we have this friendship where, you know, my success doesn't depend on, you know, what she's built in the Kardashian empire and vice versa. Like, and we just support each other through it. And this, I felt like, was finally a time where, you know, she has done such an incredible job building KKW Beauty, and she's literally, you know, done multiple different collaborations. And so when we started talking about this, I was like, we should do a best friend collab. She's like, yeah, let's do it. You would do that? And I was like, yeah, because I think it would be amazing for women to have makeup that I can relate to, not just the makeup that KKW puts out, you know, and have, you know, this very attainable collection that's beautiful, that women who maybe aren't as savvy in doing makeup can use and understand how to use it and use it quickly. Because, you know, like Kim said, I've turned into that person who sometimes is putting their mascara on while driving. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm that person. You know, I keep a separate makeup bag in my work bag because sometimes I have to do my makeup at my desk. And it's simple how I do my makeup. And so when she told me, you know, when we talked about it, I was like, can I show you how I put my makeup on? She's like, yeah. So I went to her house one day and I showed her how I did it. And she literally looked at me. She's like, that's how you do that? Oh my God, I would have never thought of that. Or I that's crazy that you use that product for this or whatever it is. And that really was like kind of the catalyst to doing this. And we've been working on it for a really long time, right, Kimmy? I mean, I feel like we've been doing this for like over a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So these products are all really speedy. They're all about like speed and just getting it on and like for like the busy woman, right?
Yes. Yes.
Very cool. I love the outer packaging. It's like this really fun like collage style packaging of, it's a photo collage of you guys throughout the years, probably from like teenager to, you said, the most recent photos you guys at one of your children's baby shower, what, your baby shower, right, Kim?
Yeah. That was the most recent one.
How did you like, did you sit there and comb through like old shoeboxes of photos? How did you go through this? How did you choose?
Well, when I have everything digitized, so luckily I was able to go through it. Like, I have photo albums. I have everything together. I'm really organized. So
Kim thinks I'm organized. You guys should see how organized Kim is. It's bananas.
I'm really intimidated when you just said everything is digitized. I'm like, okay, sure.
Yes. Well, no.
Me too.
there was fires in Calabasas, and like my property literally caught fire. Yeah. And I literally was like, what do I grab, you know? And I grabbed all my photo albums. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to live like this. I packed up twice. And then I was like, I'm going to send everything in a storage facility an hour away, but I want to digitize it. I want to know that I have it and on hard drive. So it really like taught me how to be organized on a whole other level and save my memories, because that's all we have in life, you know?
Smart, smart. No, very smart. So, I mean, the pictures are adorable. Was there a photo that got vetoed? Was there something that somebody was like, absolutely not? No, Kim, I mean, Allison,
to be honest with you, I trust Kim more than anyone. She's like the queen of being like, you look great in this. You should use this picture or not, you know? Like, so when she was like, this will look great with this, I'm like, yeah, great, go for it. Like, I genuinely trust her more than anyone when it comes to that stuff.
But I do think at first they showed me a version of like just as many pictures of us older. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I get not putting in the pictures when we're like 2 years old and we're toddlers, because that's, you know, we're not wearing makeup then and that doesn't make sense. But the pictures, like to have us still at like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old and sprinkle some of those in just so like the... Mm-hmm. The consumer can see our lifelong friendship and can understand that we've been best friends for our whole lives, not just since we've been older, and see college pics as our youngest pics. So we did veto a lot of like younger pics, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I just ask what's up with this hat here? It's both of you in overalls, and Kim has on like a Marabou feather.
That was our Europe trip. We went to Europe and we were in.
I was 16.
We were in London and we went to a hat store in London, you know, I mean, because in the UK, hats are like a thing, you know, and my mom at the time was like, this is amazing. And we went into the hat store and she literally was like, you know, overwhelmed with how many amazing hats there were. And that was her favorite one. I think we had one with a black feather too, right, Kim? Yeah.
We did. And she needed to hold them on the airport and everything back. And I said I'd wear one. And so these are pictures of us in the airport. And I said, sure, I'll wear it for you so you don't have to hold them.
It's like a fascinator.
And we would walk around. We would walk around wearing these hats. Mine was not cute. Mine was like bright pink with these ugly plastic flowers on it. I don't like in typical fashion, I got like the ugliest one and Kim got the prettiest one. But, you know, that just goes to say, that like her taste was always so much better than mine, because I clearly was drawn to the plastic pink hat for some reason. But
I'm looking at these pictures and I'm seeing so many beauty trends. If you look in this one, I have a red jewel glued onto my face. I was obsessed with like jewels and gluing them on to match my red lips. I mean, and then this other one here, I have turquoise eyeshadow. I still have that shadow in my room. It's a MAC pot.
I like it that you did it on the lower lash line, which is like ahead of the curve, Kim.
Yeah. I was obsessed with the lower lash line color. That was my thing.
She was always ahead of the curve, especially with makeup and clothes. I mean, she was like, I remember when she wore her first Mark Wong dress, I was like, oh my God, what is that? And where did you get that? And you look amazing in it. It was like, she was always ahead of it.
And can I ask about these shade names? Because I heard from someone on your team that they're like inside jokes. And I understand if you don't want to share all of them, but I'm looking at your eyeshadow palette and one of them is called Pager.
That one stuck out for me too. That one made me laugh so hard. I was like, this is so 90s.
It was so 90s.
This like little matte beige.
I was obsessed with a pager. I had a lavender pager. I had a navy blue pager. That's how
mine
we communicate.
Mine was clear and it would light up. And we would page each other constantly. And we wouldn't even page each other. We would each have a code. So, like, we didn't even need to page each other the phone number. Or, for example, if, like, I was home and I needed to get in touch with Kim, I would just page her my code. And then I would do, like, -143, which was I love you. So she knew to call me at home. But if I was at a friend's house and she didn't know where that phone number, I would put the phone number in with a dash with my code so she knew it was me. And then she would call back and ask for me. And I'd be like, hi, where are you? Can you come here? What are you doing? Or, you know, and that's how we all communicated, was through these pagers. And we would have like different codes for different things, which we don't need to share all the codes because some of them were inappropriate. But We were pretty obsessed with our pagers.
A simpler time. It really was a simpler time.
This like shimmery gray lavender is 143. And I was wondering what that was.
You.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Yes. Pager code.
Yes. That's pager code for I love you.
Oh, that's not. Oh,
no,
that's
no.
Just
yeah.
It's name. That's yeah. I love you. That's really sweet. And I just had to ask about the lip gloss because it was like bringing me back to my early aughts, like Juicy Tube days. You did say that that was kind of Allison's thing, right?
I'm obsessed the clear gloss. With clear gloss.
Yeah. Always loved it.
I have to.
Has it everywhere she
my
goes.
My lips drink it. I just feel like I hate a dry lip. It's my pet peeve when I have a dry lip. Like I'll be in a meeting and I'll have a dry lip and I'll be like, ugh, I can't believe I have a dry lip. I probably look absurd. And a clear lip, even if there isn't a cut, like you have it over the crayon, which looks beautiful right now. But if you did either just the crayon, which is really pretty as well without the clear over it. But if you do just a clear, like at least you have something on your lip and it's just not a dry lip. Even if it's clear, it just like gives you a juicy lip. You know what I mean?
Everybody on Allison's team, listen up. No dry lips.
Yeah.
No, I get it. No, it's just icky. It's an icky feeling.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh, what do I look like? And I have small lips. I don't have big, beautiful, voluptuous lips. So I need to like make sure that I'm keeping them glossy so that at least, you know, they look pretty. And you don't have to look in the mirror when you put on a clear lip. You could just, you know.
Yeah. Agree.
Slather it on there.
Jen, should we go to the speed round?
Sure. You're in charge this time, Jess.
So at the end of every interview, we do a speed round of questions. We've never done this with two people, so it should be fun. So you each have to answer. It's kind of like word association. Don't overthink. It's the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay?
Okay, Kim, you go first for each one, and then I'll go second.
Okay.
What's the first beauty product you ever fell in love with?
Makeup Forever. Oh, it's a toss. Yeah, I'd say Makeup Forever Colorful Eyeshadow. One of my good friends in high school, her dad owned it, so she would have it all over, and she would just give it to us. That's how I fell
in
love with makeup.
Just like all those powders?
Yeah, just like powder colors.
Mine's the Spice Lip Liner by MAC.
A classic.
Classic.
The ultimate.
Because you could put the Spice Lip Liner on with a clear lip, with the clear gloss, and then color it in a little bit, and you had a beautiful lip.
Allison, you're halfway to that
very
90s
handy.
Look Kim wants for you.
I really am.
She just needs an extra 45 minutes in the morning to do it.
An hour.
Exactly. Okay, so we know that you're both quite well connected, but who is this either celebrity, a politician, an artist, an athlete? This person could be dead or alive that you know that you would be best friends with.
Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
This is kind of like that dinner party question. Like who, you know, would you invite to your dream dinner party? But there's got to be someone here like, I know that we would gel, but like they're just not in your life yet.
I mean, I'd love to have dinner with like Marilyn Monroe. You know, I'd love, it's more like, I don't know if I'd vibe or be friends with. I'd just love to, you know, have a conversation with.
What would you ask her?
What about
her?
You, Allison?
Wait, I've got a follow-up. I've got a follow-up.
Oh, go for it, Jess.
She's like a funny one. Like, it's like, you can't, there's so much going on there. Like, is there something about her that you, like, respond to? Or, like, what would you want to ask her? Or you just want to, like, see what's going on?
I mean, I would probably, and sorry, not to, like, pivot, but I would probably actually maybe pick, like, Jackie O. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're, like, you know, the opposite. I would like to, I would just want to know so much. There's so much I'd ask Marilyn, like, come on, who were you sleeping with? I really want to know, is it JFK or, you know, I'd want to know these things. Like, did you really OD? Did you not?
I don't know.
Were you pregnant with, you know, I there's so much I want to know.
I totally understand and relate to that. Okay, Allison, I'm sorry. You have the floor.
I think, honestly, it's a hard one because there are so many people that I just feel like I'd like to have one conversation with. But the one that I think would be most intriguing would probably be Princess Diana.
Mm.
I feel like...
So this is an excellent dinner
party. Yeah, this is really really good.
Me,
these
Kim,
are really good.
Marilyn, and Princess Diana, that would we would have the best time.
The people need to know, or at least we all do.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot to ask. Yeah.
I just feel like I just feel like I would want to know so many things about that. That feels like there's so many, and she feels like she was such a good person, you know, like just such a genuinely good person. And as a fellow mom of boys, I, you know, would just have so many things to talk to her about.
I love that. I love your answers. Okay. This one's much more straightforward. What is your favorite indulgent snack?
Cookies and cream ice cream.
Brand?
No particular brand.
Okay.
But Häagen-Dazs is the best brand. Or See's Candy molasses chips. Milk chocolate molasses chips.
The best.
I don't know this.
What?
The best.
I'll check it out.
I'm going to go eat one right after this.
They're so good.
Allison, what about you?
Say any flavor of ice cream minus strawberry, to be honest. I just love ice cream.
It goes with your Crocs.
I know. My Crocs and ice cream. My brother has learned how to make ice cream in quarantine and has made Kim and I both ice cream, and it is so good. He made a s'mores ice cream the other night and it was delicious. He made you cookies and cream, right, Kim?
He made me a cookies and cream and an Oreo mint.
That sounds real good. Okay, what is the song that pumps you up, like your get ready song?
Ooh. I don't know. I like soft music. I don't know. Allison, what would we listen to? I feel like we would blast music so loud getting ready.
We would blast
throwback.
A lot of SWV. We would blast a lot of Martika.
We love that song.
Yeah.
Toy Soldier.
We would do like dance routines to Toy Soldier all the time.
Fun fact, mine and Allison's song is Cherished by Madonna. Mm-hmm. And her parents had a beach house in Malibu. We were young.
I know where this is going.
We hear music outside. Her Brits shooting Madonna, Cherished video on the beach in Malibu.
On the beach.
And Allison and I got to sit on the beach and watch it.
And
I told Madonna this story when I first met her. And it was so amazing.
Was she amused?
Yeah. I mean, I think what she said was, she loved the story, but I think what she said was, I thought we had kicked everyone off the beach or something. And it was like this private, you know, experience. And I was like, we saw it and we loved it. And it'll forever be in my brain and one of the best memories ever. I mean, who gets to witness that, you know?
That is so cool. That was such a beautiful video. It was so uplifting. It's such a different kind of video for, I mean, because all of her videos are very different from one another, but I don't know. That's an awesome
memory. This also explains the name of this highlighter in this palette.
Cherish.
Is it Cherish?
Palette.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful memory.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's why.
And then last question, what do you want to raise a wand to? And that is our fat mascara term for what do you want to give a shout out to? What are you obsessed with right now? Could be a product, could be a TV show, could be anything.
A movement.
I have to go first for this one. I'm going to raise my wand to Kim. Because I feel like people don't realize how much this woman does. When you put it in perspective and you take the fame out of it and you put just from a human, when you look at it from a human standpoint, which is how I always look at her, you know what I mean? And you see it from, she's a wife, she has four kids, she has multiple businesses, she's a daughter, she's a granddaughter, she's a friend, she's a sister. She's becoming a lawyer. When you look at it from that lens, as opposed to the fact that you know, she has this incredible following on social media, or she's one of the most famous people in the world, like all of those things. And you just put it in a human perspective and how much she does and what an incredible person she is. It's really, I mean, I'm just so lucky that I get to call her my best friend. So that's my wand.
Aww. I love you so much.
I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, doll.
I would say I'm going to raise my wand to anyone fighting a fight that they really believe in. You know, like for me, whether it's like justice reform or people that are fighting to save people's lives that, you know, really deserve that second chance at life, I really support and respect. And it's not easy. So, and also just to busy working moms, it's so hard. And I know sometimes we make it look easy, but it's not, you know, and the message sometimes gets lost when everyone's posting. And I'm, you know, guilty myself. You post so many of the amazing things on your social media and, you know, but it's hard. It's so hard raising kids and working, and especially in the time that we're in now. So any moms, wand raised.
We should also raise wands to teachers. I feel like a lot of people can use wands right now. I mean, what I see my children's teachers going through, you know, trying to teach these children remotely. Like my son is going into kindergarten. My youngest son is going into kindergarten, and literally we just did two days of what they're calling like the kindergarten camp, which they usually do in real life in the school where the kids become acclimated to the classroom and the campus. And they have to do it through a computer and get these 5 and 6 year olds to sit focused, draw pictures, read a book, all these things. I'm literally like in awe of these teachers. They already, I feel like, are underpaid, and then they get than this, they're putting in so much more work, and it's just, I'm so grateful to them. And to the administrators at the school who have to like figure this out too.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I love that. Thank you so, thank you so much for acknowledging all of the people that you, and the movements that you've just done. So thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Guys.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Really excited about this.
I hope you guys love the collection as much as we do.
We do.
It's the labor of love, and I'm really just so grateful to Kim that she, you know, allowed for me to be part of her incredible business and be able to get this into the hands of so many women and men for that matter. And I hope everyone loves it.
I mean, is everybody else breathing a big sigh of relief that we actually got that interview like recorded and it sounded okay? Because that's what we're doing right now.
I'm just the whole time I was just nervous, like don't crash. It did crash a couple of times in the middle, but it was fine.
We got it done. Also, they were just so like, I was like, I would go have a margarita with these ladies and talk about business, and you'd talk about being a mom, and like they care about the important stuff, they're worried about their kids in school. Like it was weirdly
I know.
Normal.
I liked that it got very like a bit loftier at the end. I did want to talk about Marilyn Monroe and especially Princess Diana a little bit more. I have my own theories. But
I thought that was so interesting. They both clearly wanted answers. They're curious. They're like, they picked women who have like mystery about them.
Mystery, and that like they're the most photographed women in the world. Diana was, and you know, Marilyn, well,
in my
Jackie.
Head, I was just like, Kim, you're kind of the modern day that person. So it was like an interesting parallel for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think the collection is actually really nice because I'm wearing one of the lip crayons and I wore it during the interview. I really, really like it. Like it's all so wearable. And like Allison was saying, it's like slap it on, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That's slap it on. Delicately apply it. You know the drill.
No, I'm interested
well done,
in the slap
girls.
On. It is really
not
nice.
Girls. Women. Well done, women.
All right, listen.
Shall we raise a wand ourselves?
Yeah, let's talk about raise a wand. On the slap-on tip, I am really into eyeliners right now because I really want to, like, just kind of pop a little bit. I feel like
Above
the mask, and also, it's like, I remember a media coach telling me once that the camera sucks energy, because I guess she thought I was, like, I needed to be a little bit more, like, zippy
I've been told that many times by a media coach. Like, you have to smile even when the camera's not on, and like fake enthusiasm, and you think it feels so fake, and then you watch the thing and you actually look quite normal.
Yeah, I was like, I look like, you know, I'm insane right now. Like, I can't feign that much enthusiasm. She's like, you seem a little too like relaxed and cool. And then I watched it. I was like, yeah, I look like I'm a dud.
Miserable.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think with Zoom, it's like the screen steals your makeup. It steals your, it sucks the energy and it sucks the makeup. So yes. I'm trying to pop it without looking like, you know, bozo. And one of the liners that I'm really relying on, because it doesn't look bozo, but it gives you a really interesting kind of dramatic without being like, oh, like what's going on with this lady today? Marc Jacobs Fine Liner in Dove Affair. Now, I looked this up and I have some exciting news for you. Boy, I really hope you're listening to this like as... I hope this is existing. I hope the sale is still going on when this goes live because we're recording about a week in advance. Dove Affair, which is a beautiful gray lilac, is only $12 right now from $25, okay, on markjacobsbeauty.com. Only $12. That is like almost a drugstore price.
I gotta go check out that one. Mascara I love is on sale from them too.
It's so good. It's so good. So you put the Dove Affair on. It's a smoky lilac. You know that I'm into a lilac right now. It has no shimmer. It's so skinny. It's such a skinny liner. It's a twist up. You boom, 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 put it right on your lash line. And then I actually like to smoke it out really quickly with my finger. So like Allison's saying, we are busy ladies. We've got to be on the go. I'm doing this literally like it says like your Zoom call starts in like at 10:30 in the morning. At 10:27, I'm doing a full eye look. 10:30, bam.
With your little Marc Jacobs Dove Affair.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful color and it's a color that I never see like from any other brands.
I wonder how that would look on like my medium oliveness, like gray, because it looks very pretty on you.
Thank you.
I should try that.
Try it. It's on sale, so you don't feel like it's not the end
of
the world.
I like that you said
it
was skinny because I noticed my lids have a lot of texture now, and they're sort of heavier than they used to be. So like I have to sort of lift them up to get the liner on, and so a skinny pencil tip would be much better for a more mature eye.
That's a good point. That's a good point, and it's smudgy too, which is really nice.
Okay, this is random. I still haven't gotten my hair cut this year. And I don't know, I just feel a little bit weird about, like, I'm not desperate for a haircut. Like, so I don't want to, like, I probably should go in because they want my money. But, like, I've been trying to stay away. Like, let the people who really, like, my friends with the great bob, my pixie cut friends, they need the haircuts more than me. So I actually just trimmed... John, don't freak out. That's my hairstylist over at Spoken Wheel. Because last time I cut my hair, he was like, I'm not fixing this again. But I have these Frohm shears, F-R-O-M-M.
Oh, wow.
They were like $30 on Amazon. I'm telling you, the thing that goes wrong the last time I cut my hair was I did not use hair cutting shears. And he explained that explodes the tip of the hair and you get more split ends. You need a very sharp pair of hair cutting shears. And I did this trick I learned online. I don't actually know if this works, but you twist your ponytail into a twist and then the split ends that sort of fry out, you know, they're flayed out. You trim those off only. And so then I trimmed those off of the little twisted ponytail. And then at the very, very end, I did like a 2 millimeter trim. Sorry, our sound editor is going to get mad because I was moving away from the mic to demonstrate for you with the Frohm shears. It's like a quickie poor man's haircut. Like this is just to get you by. The key people is the sharp, sharp scissors, and this is a good pair for $30. And they're not sold out on Amazon like every other freaking hair cutting product was earlier this spring. So raise a wand.
That's a great tip.
Well, are we recovered? And we do have tips. Yeah. Kim, Allison, thanks for coming on the show. Guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.